This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions are heating up between the U.S. and Israel over the plan to conduct a military crackdown in the crowded Gaza border town of Rafah, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says President Biden, in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel needs to hold off on a large-scale assault in southern Gaza until it has a credible and executable plan to protect civilians. About 1 million displaced Gaza residents are crammed into Rafah because of military operations in the north. Where would the evacuees go?
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. But there's heavy damage to structures in the north. The two leaders spoke after Egypt threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Rafah comes under attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas hits the West Bank economy. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
In response to the October 7 Hamas attack that triggered the war, Israel severed economic ties with the West Bank, barring thousands of Palestinian workers from entering the country. In the past 4 months, many businesses there shut down or scaled back operations, leaving Palestinians struggling to afford food as their savings declined. Israeli officials said that Gaza workers won't be allowed back into Israel, but there are reports suggesting they might consider allowing West Bank workers who are over 45 to return. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Iran marked 45 years since its Islamic Revolution with a ceremony Sunday in which President Ibrahim Raisi condemned arch foe Israel. This is VOA News. Top Western officials criticized former President U.S. Donald Trump on Sunday after he suggested the United States might not protect NATO allies from a potential Russian invasion if those countries hadn't spent enough on defense. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Trump's comments came during a weekend rally in South Carolina in which he claimed that the president of a, quote, big country, whom he did not name, once asked him about potential U.S. protection from Russia if that nation fell short on its defense spending. Trump said he told the NATO leader that the U.S. in that case would offer no protection and went as far as to say he would even encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg responded to Trump's comments by saying, quote, any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S., and puts American and European soldiers at increased risk.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. With the death toll rising from missile and drone strikes almost 2 years after Russia invaded, Ukraine is urging Australia to share its world-leading approach to treating burn victims. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Doctors say the number of Ukrainians dying from injuries caused by burns during Russia's invasion is rising sharply and warn Ukraine's medical system is struggling to cope. Representatives from the Lviv-based Christian Medical Association of Ukraine are in Australia urging the government to send specialist medical expertise and supplies. Australia has expertise with burn injuries. Many techniques were developed after the terrorist bombings on the Indonesian island of Bali in 2002. 202 people were killed, including many foreign nationals. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The number of people killed by a landslide in the southern Philippines has risen to 54, the provincial government said on Sunday, as rescue workers dug more bodies from the mud. The landslide struck on Tuesday night near a gold mine burying homes and vehicles shuttling employees to the site. Torrential rains have battered the area in recent weeks, triggering floods and landslides. Ex-Prime Minister Alexander Stubb has narrowly won Finland's presidential election runoff on Sunday. As head of state, Stubb's main task will be to steer the Nordic country's foreign and security policy now that it's a member of NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA